Welcome back to the Morning Wake Up here, Early Bird Hour, 1320 WILS. We keep the, you just came off the legal issue going on with the Lansing Citizens for Ethics Reform. We're going to keep the legal talk going now. That was promised to you at the top of the hour, so we're living up to that promise. And we're going to visit with a local attorney here who, a trial attorney, very well known, respected locally, working with personal injury cases. Of course, a lot of those can involve in our state no fault, because while there's unlimited benefits, frequently there can be a battle over, whether those benefits apply in certain cases, and attorneys would come into play there. And there's a battle going on in our legislature right now over whether we should have no fault reform or not, and it is quite a back and forth. There's a lot of money involved, but on the human issue, on the human side, not just with those who would be possibly hurt in these cases, there are also some folks who now are able to get benefits, some new benefits they formerly were not able to. And these, of course, would be those partners who are in a same-sex marriage that is now, of course, recognized across these 50 states and territories of the United States. So joining us to discuss is David Middleman with Church Weibel, and we welcome you to the show. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you.
Great to have you here. Can you tell me a little bit about what's at play here for those who would get married, same-sex partners, what they faced before if there was a case with a partner involving no fault, involving an accident here covered under auto insurance, and what those benefits would entail now? Is it really just that quick, a flick of a switch?
It is. The law in Michigan is well established that when the marriage is a team or a partnership, and when one team member is injured directly, the other suffers indirectly and is entitled to compensation as a result of the direct injury for interference with the marital relationship. So on the third-party side, or the tort claim for non-economic damages, that's where we would have an immediate change. Likewise, on the first-party side, which is what you were talking about earlier, the economic recovery, which is your own insurance company's responsibility, regardless of fault, there is a priority. And when you're, say, a passenger versus a driver, you look to your own insurance policy first. If you don't have it, then you look to a spouse's policy or resident relative.
Right.
Well, now the spouse can be a same-sex partner, which is recognized as a marriage now.
Okay, what we're talking about here is that it's not a special benefit. It's just the same benefit and the same potential benefit and access that everyone else had who was married before.
Correct.
Okay, and it's instantaneous. If they had a marriage that was made legal on the day the court ruling came down, or if they were someone who was married before, and then that marriage was quote unquote in limbo, and then the governor said, no, it's not, then they're covered as well, right?
Well, I don't know the reality of that right now. But
yes. That gets maybe a few more attorneys involved, right?
Well, I guess the question is, are you married? And if you're married, then you're entitled to the benefits that would be available for what people are calling prior traditional marriage.
So you deal with no fault here. You deal with cases that run under no fault. You're obviously watching very closely what's happening with the legislature. What's your I can guess what your take is here on this, but are you worried about the current trend, or are you heartened that the House has taken its time with this versus the state Senate?
Well, they've taken their time because they don't have the votes. There is an unprecedented coalition of not just trial lawyers, which I'm happy to be part of, but of with doctors and hospitals, the providers, because there is no need for change. The only reason that change would be necessary would be to increase the outrageous profits that insurance companies are already receiving.
So you've drawn the line on that. You don't see any any common ground or any given. Even we've had some folks on here who said, yeah, they're open to some aspects of reform, but you're saying that none of it needs reforming? None of it?
Our system is the best in the country. In fact, is the model for other states when they look at becoming a no-fault state.
But David, you would concede that there are those who disagree with that, even bipartisan. I mean, in Detroit, you've got Democrats saying, you know, we're with reform because people here in the city of Detroit get killed on, and I mean that figuratively, on insurance rates. And there's a lot of dragging going on there. So, I mean, you could put it back on them, but they're saying that those rates are set based on, you know, what we have to do under this law, and reform is necessary. Disagree with that in all respects?
Well, the statistics that the folks in Detroit are using are statistics provided by the insurance industry, and the insurance industry is unwilling to provide us the raw data to determine the true loss ratio and whether they are, in fact, receiving excessive profits. The last study showed that they were.
David Middleman's a trial attorney based out of East Lansing with Lansing's Church in Wybull here, very well respected for many years now, and very passionate, as you can hear, about the issue of no fault for everybody. I'll put it that way. I think that's a good way to put it now. No fault for everybody, right, David?
Correct.
And so, last thing before we let you go, how do you think it's going to turn out in the legislature? I mean, if you were a betting man right now, would you say that it survives some kind of truncated form, or it's severely changed under this legislature in the days to come?
I hope that it stays the way it is. It works well the way it's currently working, and there's no real basis for change. If I could see some raw data that would justify it, I would reconsider my position, but I'm very comfortable with where we are right now.
All right. David Middleman joining us today talking about no-fault insurance as a benefit that's now for everyone who's married. And that just means if you're married, however you're married and you qualify. And also it's a potential for reform or change or however you want to put it in the days and the weeks to come. And that subject is definitely not done. David, we appreciate you joining us here on the program this morning. Super talking to you and hope to do so again. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll have more on the Early Bird Hour, Morning Wake Up, after Fox News Bottom of the Hour. Again, 1320 WILS.